it's Selena Gomez.
Don't move a muscle.
Radio Disney will be back with more awesome music, games, and prizes before you know it. Radio Disney.
Back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yes. I heard a rumor yesterday that you were in the building.
Yes, I was.
Okay, so it's true.
I was in, I think on the fourth floor. I was doing some meetings here. Okay. It's crazy because this is the building where I got my first job. So it's fun. I mean, I love coming back all the time, though. You guys know that.
Totally. Well, we were in here and I heard like people going, Selena Gomez, blah, blah. And I was like, no, she's coming tomorrow. And then I hear someone go, she's taller than I thought. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I get that a lot.
Do you?
Do I look short? Maybe I look short.
I don't know. I think people just always remember you as like how you were when you were young.
Well, because I still kind of look like I'm 15 sometimes.
Yeah, same here.
Hey, whatever.
I'm not tall,
it's a good problem. Embrace it.
It is, yeah. So do you imagine people say like random things to you, like fans when they meet you and stuff? Is there anything people say about you that you wish was true?
Because
if people said that about me, I'd be like, sweet, I look tall.
I mean, I like the fact that they say I look taller in person because then that makes me feel like I'm tall.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's nice when people get to, like, experience one-on-one with me, and then they can take away whatever they want to take away.
Yeah, because I feel like your fans are just, like, they adore you. Like, they post on your Instagram, like, my queen, my, like, whatever.
It's really sweet. They're the best. I mean, I follow, like, 50 of my fans, and it's so nice to kind of have that support, but they also understand more than anybody in a lot of cases. They just kind of get it. They understand what I'm trying to say, and it's just nice to be able to speak to them directly, you know, whether it's through internet or something. I just like that.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're excited that you're here with a new album.
Yay.
I can't believe it. Last time you were here, it was maybe we were getting ready for the Radio Disney Music Awards. You had new music, but now you have a full album, so we have to talk about that. It's called Revival. Why did you decide to call it Revival?
For multiple different reasons. I think when I signed with Interscope and I took a year for the record, I didn't know what I wanted to say. I knew that basically everybody had a say in in my life without me even asking for people's opinions, and I just kind of felt like this was my opportunity to speak my truth and stir up conversation about what's really important, which is the music, and not about anything else in my personal life. And I think this is an opportunity for me to do that. That's why I called it Revival, for that specific reason, and I wrote a song called Revival on the album.
Very cool. We're gonna get more into that coming up next. So glad you're here. You guys hang out. Selena Gomez is on Radio Disney, and we have more next. Ready for her album release tomorrow. It's called Revival. How many songs are actually on the album?
There is 12, and then there's a bonus on the deluxe edition. There's 3.
Okay. Is there a Target deluxe too? Because I feel
then
like
there
that's
is a
like
new.
Extra,
there is
extra.
Yes. Then there's a Target deluxe where there's 2 brand new songs on the Target album. Yeah, it's kind of fun because I had so much to pick from too. So kind of selecting what it would be. The main album, the chunk, is the heart of the record, and then the rest are things that I've experienced or just wanted to put in the mix of everything.
Okay.
It's great.
Yeah. You have so many friends who are musical and entertainers. Do you go to any of them for like, are you feeling this? Should this go on the album for advice?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Taylor, obviously, she's heard everything before it comes out. But now the older I'm getting and the stuff that I've been working on really hard, I've kind of earned the respect of other artists that I've, you know, not necessarily even thought would. But it was actually, it's great to have them even hear stuff and dissect it. Even having A$AP Rocky on one of my songs, he was actually able to have a say, and I valued his opinion because I respect him as an artist. So, for sure, yeah.
And you have a couple of collabos, more than A$AP. I know there's one with Charlie.
Well, she wrote the song, so she's in some of it. We didn't call it like a duet kind of thing, but
okay.
Yeah, I got some really awesome people that worked on the album. Charlie, Max Martin, Stargate, Benny Blanco, Hit Boy. It was kind of like a big family unit. I'm really thankful for how much everybody poured into this record, because I think it's going to be I hope it's going to be really special.
I'm sure it will be. We got more with Selena Gomez coming up next, talking all about her new album, Revival. Hang out, it's Radio Disney.
Radio Disney.
It's got Selena Gomez hanging out, her new album, Revival is out tomorrow. We are talking all about it. So when it comes to the music on the album, do the songs kind of all go together, or are they just kind of all of your faves?
Yeah, I was very particular on that, obviously with the exception of making singles, but I wanted the fluid idea of an album, because I like when my fans pick up an album and they feel like when they put the headphones on, they have an idea of where it was coming from. So the album actually starts with Revival, and then it ends with a song called Rise, which is basically about rising above all of certain situations and your thoughts and negative and negativity around your life, and making a choice. It's a choice to get up every morning and say, I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to let anyone take me down. But in the beginning, it's like in the middle of all of it, it's Revival, it's Rise, there's Survivors, there's Kill 'Em With Kindness. So there's a big chunk of kind of my perspective on things on the record, and I wanted it to feel like a real album.
Okay. Do you have like a list of priorities when it comes to recording an album? Like, I need to get across this, or I want up-tempo, or do you go in with a game plan?
I can't organize it. I was kind of a mess. At first I did it for 3 months, and then I just kind of hit this block of frustration. I didn't have the title of the album, and everybody was getting excited about the songs, and I was like, no, we're not done yet. Like, let's figure this out. And yeah. Kind of took a break, went to Mexico with a few people, producers and writers. And we kind of, I wanted to remove myself, and that's when I got inspired. I was dealing with a lot of internet stuff, too, that was weighing on me, and to leave my world for a second was really good for me, and that's when we came up with the title of the album.
Gotcha. And we haven't even seen you since Good For You came out. That song's been huge this summer.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that one in particular, because it does so well.
Yeah, it went number one yesterday, which is so surreal to me, because I've only had one my whole career, so that's kind of exciting. The first single was the hardest because we didn't know what we wanted to put out first, but I also knew that I didn't want it to come across as a huge, loud record. I wanted something that was a little bit, it wasn't trying too hard. It was very confident. It says, like, I'm 14 karat. It's basically embracing me being a young woman now, and I think it's kind of fun to tap into that now.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm, like, you know, 30. I'm 23, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
You've worked enough for, like, an
older person. I feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that way sometimes, for sure.
Got it. Well, we're going to play the song now, if you want to introduce it.
Good For You?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Here's my song, Good For You. Thank you guys for enjoying it.
Hanging out. We're talking all about our new album, Revival. It is out tomorrow. But we also have to mention that you are now also a part of The Voice, which just kicked off recently.
Yeah. My episode will air later. It was so fun.
Okay, you're Gwen's team advisor.
Yes.
What does that mean? I watch The Voice, but like, I just see people helping and stuff, and I'm like, they're just a team to me.
I've never really done any of those type of shows, only because I almost felt like I don't know if I want to be a judge. Like, I don't know if I want to judge people.
Right.
And what's so great about The Voice is they would never allow us to call them contestants, because they're artists in their own right. And okay. I loved that. So basically, I was Gwen Stefani's advisor. So she brought me in for 2 days, and we would play the piano, and we would sing with the artist, and we would talk about the song and inspire them and kind of help them. So as opposed to saying that was awful, like fix this and do this,
right,
it was just like, that's cool, embrace that, do that more, bring that up, don't do that as much maybe, or whatever. It's just kind of helping them, and it was so fun. Plus Gwen Stefani is so pretty.
She is.
She's like that pretty in person. It's crazy.
I just wanted to stare
at her. I guarantee you there's going to be so many shots of me just like staring and then going back to paying attention to the the artist.
She's
gonna
watch
so pretty.
For that.
Yeah, you're going to.
I'm probably gonna make memes. I'm gonna be the one on.
Oh,
like,
good.
What's the Tumblr making the memes of
Selena?
Like,
GIFs or Tumblrs, all of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Checking out Gwen. What is she like as far as like artistry?
She just has such an interesting perspective on even just one lyric. How she actually inspired me in movements and not caring as much and kind of tapping into whatever natural flow that you have, and I loved that. But plus she's been doing this for so long, so
right,
to see everything that she's accomplished and where she is now, it's kind of surreal. Like, you can only admire that and look up to that.
Right.
So it was great, because I'm like, you know, up and coming, I'm the new one, and then here she is. It's just cool. It was nice
kind
to be a part of it. Well, in a different right, you know, in a different way. So it was just fun to be part of that with her, and that was good.
Yeah, because I heard her saying something about, like, how much she respects you because you've done this since you were a kid, and, like, I mean, you're a pro, too. Not an old pro, but you're a pro.
Different. Yeah, different. But she was so supportive. She was just saying that she's super stoked that I'm kind of going into this new chapter in the transition, and that was really nice to hear from someone like her.
I bet. Well, we got to wrap things up. Coming up next with Selena Gomez, her new album, Revival, that's what we're talking about, and more. We're actually wrapping things up right now with Selena, talking all about Revival. It's out tomorrow. But before I let you go, I have to tell you, I wish that I had gone to the Taylor show here, because I saw you come out. I was like, man, I miss Selena. I miss Justin Timberlake. I miss
so fun.
Whoever else came out. How does that sort of go down? Does she just text you and be like, hey, do you want to come out?
Yeah, I think that's how it works in general without everybody else. But she and I performed in 2011 together in Madison Square Garden, and it was one of her favorite songs, Who Says. So that's around the time when she started inviting people, because she's a fan of everybody. And so she asked me to just do it. And she's like, hey, now it's good for you, so we need to do this one now. I was like, okay, I haven't ever performed a song yet. She was like, perfect, we're going to make this epic for you. And so it was actually really fun. We added choreography, I came up with it, and I hadn't been on stage since last year.
Oh my God.
To be able to do it there is really special, because I feel super safe with her fans. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of exposing yourself and doing those award shows can feel very overwhelming and a little judgmental.
Right.
So to kind of come up and do it for the first time at your best friend's show is so crazy. It was the best feeling. I was for sure feeling myself. It was great.
Rehearse that at all?
Yeah, we went sound check.
Okay.
We were eating, hanging out, just talking about it. It was just fun to be able to do that.
Does that make you nervous at all?
No, you know, I think when you're able to surround yourself with people, it doesn't really matter where you are, as long as you kind of have that vibe, you
right.
know, and I try to surround myself in this little bubble and kind of protect that. And I think when you're doing that and you're backstage, you know, even when we went to award shows with a bunch of girls, it's just fun. As long as you're around those people, I feel like you don't really get affected by anything.
Yeah, well, stay with that group, because I like where it's taking you.
Oh, thanks.
And all that. Congrats on
every girl
album.
Should do that, by the way. All you girls should surround yourself
just
with
get
good
your
girls.
Squad.
Good girls.
Yeah, good girls, and do your thing. Well, congrats on the album. We're excited to hear it. It's coming out
Thank
soon.
Thank you.
Selena Gomez is here at Radio Disney.
Thanks, guys.